ABC News, independent and impartial.
A new board appointed at Nexa and the George Mayor faces suspension.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good evening. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe has appointed 7 board members at the nuclear energy corporation Nexa. The appointments follow the resignation of Nexa's remaining board members last week. Former Eskom Chief Nuclear Officer David Nichols will chair the new Nexa board. The company, which was established in 1999, is state-owned. The DA says it will take immediate action to suspend the mayor of the George municipality, Malvin Naik, for his alleged involvement in corruption, fraud, maladministration and serious malpractice. A report last week made 2 serious findings against individuals implicated in a corruption scandal related to the War on Waste project. For nearly 2 years, the Hawks have been investigating allegations of maladministration, fraud and corruption in the municipality. The DA's Jordan Hill Lewis says decisive action is needed to restore the integrity of the DA administration in George.
Now, of course, this is not a court of law, so these remain allegations. We feel that the allegations are serious enough and substantial enough that we have to take proactive, immediate action now.
Public Enterprises says it's still talking to the National Treasury on the need to urgently raise funds for SAA. The SA Cabin Crew Association, SACA, has meanwhile called on government to act swiftly in providing funding for the troubled airline. SACA has also reiterated its call for proper leadership at SAA. This after SAA cancelled some of its local and international flights, saying the decision was aimed at saving cash and optimising the airline's position ahead of further capital injection. SACA President Zazie Nsibanyoni Mugambi.
All the workers, you know, are apprehensive. We all are. We are worried about the future of the airline. We know that the government has committed to giving the 2 billion, but we worried at the timelines that have been given by the business practitioner, Mr. Matheson.
The family of Enoch Mpianzi is outraged at management of the Nyati Bush campsite in Brits in the northwest after they were denied access to the facility. The family, together with the Human Rights Commission, were forced to enter the premises without permission to inspect the facility. The 13-year-old Parktown Boys High School learner drowned in the Crocodile River while attending a grade 8 orientation camp at the facility last week. It's understood that Mpianzi was swept away after the makeshift raft he built together with other learners capsized during an activity. And finally, a French publisher has apologized after a history textbook that appeared in bookshops in recent weeks